Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The war on Iran has exposed the fallacy of America's overwhelming power and proved that what our armies lack is political will, not military capability. For more than 20 days, the United States and the Jewish entity have been waging a war on Iran after America brought to the region aircraft carriers, destroyers, minesweepers, and more than 160 jet aircraft stealth and non-stealth, classified among the most advanced in the world, until its mobilization reached more than a third of its naval fleet, which is equivalent to the entire naval fleet of France. Alongside it is the Jewish entity participating in the war with more than 200 jet aircraft, with the assistance of American bases spread across the Middle East and the Gulf, exceeding 20 major bases and installations, in addition to dozens of smaller sites and deployment points. It is also aided by British bases in the region and in United Kingdom itself, as well as French ones, and also by the rulers of the Muslims in the region who have harnessed their lands, airspace, and military capabilities to serve America in its war on Iran. Despite all this, America has not yet been able to achieve what it dreamed of, subjugating the Iranian regime and forcing it into humiliating submission to its colonial conditions overnight. After its president, Donald Trump, and the pillars of his administration boasted and still boast of possessing the strongest and most advanced army in the world, and after the euphoria that overtook them following the operation of abducting the president of Venezuela in a single night, they thought they could do whatever they wished and command whom they wanted and be obeyed. So they launched the war on Iran, believing they would finish the mission and win the war with ease. How not, when Donald Trump himself had been surprised that the Iranians did not surrender merely upon seeing the American mobilization in the region. But their expectations failed, and their calculations were mistaken. The Iranian army has managed to hold out until now, and even deliver painful blows to America in the region by targeting its protege, the Jewish entity. American military bases spread across the region, and radar and early warning systems, blinding some or many of them, as well as targeting American ships and navigation through the Straits of Hormuz. This has caused them a setback that is evident on their faces and in their statements, in which stubbornness appears more than realism. The war is still raging, with threats and counter-threats continuing, while the Iranian army shows determination and persistence in confronting attempts by America and the Jewish entity to impose defeat upon it. America, arrogant as it is, possesses more than 3,700 nuclear warheads and ballistic missiles, not only threatening its neighbors, but intercontinental ones, threatening the entire world, and has agents, proxies, and more than 128 military bases worldwide, with which it threatens the world and even yesterday's allies, striking wherever it wishes. Yet at the same time, it sees that Iran has no right to possess nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles by the logic of power and arrogance, the same logic of Pharaoh before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قال فرعون ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد. Pharaoh said, I do not show you except what I see, and I do not guide you except to the way of right conduct. Ghafir 29. It has become clear to everyone with eyes that America, with all its power, its allies, and its protege, the Jewish entity, are not superpowers, nor makers of miracles, and that the armies of the Ummah possess the capability to stand against America, its arrogance, and its colonialism. The only thing they lack is political will, squandered by treacherous rulers, who, had they not restrained the armies and enabled the colonial disbeliever over the Ummah through their treacherous agreements and humiliating alliances, and mortgaged their will to the colonial disbeliever, the armies of the Ummah would have been able to defeat America and its allies and humiliate them. The current events confirm the urgent and pressing need of the Ummah to rid itself of its rulers and take control of its affairs, placing them in the hands of the sincere, who are capable of leading it toward dignity, liberation, and empowerment, and of putting an end to America's arrogance, the Jews, tyranny, and their colonial ambitions in the region. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّوهُ شَيْئًا وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If you do not go forth, he will punish you with a painful punishment and will replace you with another people, and you will not harm him at all. And Allah is over all things competent. At-Tawbah 39, the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.